I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we have some special guests with us today. It's not very often that our bands have to get permission from their parents to get out of school for the day to come and do a session, but that happens to be the case today. We are welcoming the Langertsons. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, you know what? I should turn you on. Let's try that again. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
All right. Much better. And the Langertsons are... if you've ever seen Mattawa's The Holy Hootenanners, you might have seen them on stage because they are the children. Some of them are children, or they're all children of members of The Holy Hootenanners. So you may have seen them with that band, but now they're doing their own thing. And I'll introduce you all. We have Amory Gilbertson, and you're on keyboards, right?
Yes,
and
yes I am.
Josie Langhorst is over here on guitar.
Yep.
And we have Audrey Langhorst on bass, and Eli Gilbertson is on drums over there. And so they combine their last names to be the Langertsons, which I think works really well. Good idea. Who decided that was going to be your name?
It's kind of like
team effort.
A team effort, yeah.
Nice. I forgot what I was going to ask. But so at what point did you all start performing together first with your parents' band? Is that how this all started?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then at what point did you think, hey, we should have our own band?
Well, it's kind of the dads. They kind of brought us together. And then we've kind of been going.
And so what did you, they came and said, hey, you should try singing together, performing together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Josie started to write songs.
Well, yeah. Well, I started playing the guitar when I was 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I started writing songs when I was about 9,
yeah,
I think.
And what do you write songs about when you're 9?
Well, the first song I ever wrote was called Loner Boy. And Eli played the piano. And I did most of the words. Eli also helped. And we were doing a singing competition at our house with us four and one other person. And me and Eli went to my keyboard and we just started writing and playing this song. And Audrey and Amory sang The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And then me and Eli had come out with this original song. We didn't really pick a winner because we didn't have a judge.
But it was nice that we were the winner.
Yeah.
You're all winners. Hooray. Well, and how old are you now, Josie?
I'm 12.
Okay. How has your songwriting matured, would you say?
I think it's gotten way better.
Yeah.
A lot better because now I'm writing about, like, topics that are actually happening, like, in the real world instead of just, like, my imagination when I was 9.
Well, and there are 12 songs on this album, and you wrote or co-wrote all of them. Is that correct?
Yes.
And there's one that the whole band is credited on, and then you and Eli have done a lot of stuff as well. So do they come to you pretty easily? Do you, because that's a lot of songs.
Well, usually, like, I get, like, my inspiration by watching movies and... Like, one of them, I'm going to have Audrey explain it. It's called All Alone.
So, we were watching Captain America, the first one, and the ending when he is riding in the plane and crashes into the freezing water and is asleep for 70 years. It's kind of like from Peggy Carter's point of view because she's been left all alone.
And oh, so that's that. Where the song came from. Oh, I like that. Okay. Yeah, and I should mention, by the way, that you have a new CD out. It's called American Hippie.
Yep.
And the release show for that is coming up on Saturday at Beaner Central in Duluth. Is that at 7 o'clock?
Yep.
7 o'clock? All right. Yeah. And the Hootenanners are going to be playing as well. So
yep.
The Langertsons and the Holy Hootenanners will be performing. Well, why don't we hear a song, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the album. What do you want to start with?
It's the song... It's called American Hippie.
The title song, is that what you're looking for?
Yep. been American.
The Langertsons live from Studio A with the title song from their new album, American Hippie. When I heard the name of the album, I thought, I wonder what that concept of a hippie means to someone your age, because I grew up back when, you know, hippies were a current thing, when they originated back in the, well, I guess I grew up in the 70s and they'd been around for a while then. Josie, what did that mean to you when you wrote that
song? Well, I was earlier watching Forrest Gump before I wrote this song. That's where I got the hippie kind of thing. So, and I was just talking about how, like, people were, like, judged and, like, so kind of like the Forrest Gump.
So what do you think about when you think of a hippie?
Kind of bright colors, headbands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like peace and 60s. Love and all those things.
Yeah.
And you have the tie-dye and the bright colors on the album and the glasses, so
yep.
Kind of nice artwork there. You worked with Rich Madsen on this album, so tell me about that. How did that go, recording?
It went by really fast,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think.
It was a fun
experience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you pretty much have all the songs ready to go, and you just went up there, and did you stay over at the church?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had most of them done in one day.
Nice.
Yes, it went by really fast.
I hear there's great hospitality that Rich and Jermaine are just...
Yeah, they're really nice people.
You got to play with their dog.
It was a little puppy.
Oh,
so
you got
cute.
To meet the puppy. That's
yes.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. They brought her last time they were here, and I insisted on meeting her. I'm glad they had the puppy then. So was it your first recording experience?
Yes.
Of our own.
Of our own,
we've
yes.
been to all three of the Hoots recordings,
yep.
so we're kind of used to Rich's place, but it was a lot more fun doing our own.
Oh, yeah?
Because it was our music.
And yeah. you're not waiting around for
yeah.
those
yeah.
times. You're in every song, so
yeah.
it's not like you're waiting around. Oh, that's pretty cool. So it sounds like that was a really nice experience for you. Great.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next?
This one's called Inevitable.
Thank you.
land in different places. You can see it by looking at their faces. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their smile. It's inevitable.
Those are the Langertsons live from Studio A. Tell me about writing that one, Josie. What inspired that one?
It's about, like, my love for music. Mm-hmm. Like, in the second verse, like, the drum set beats, the soul of music will find your feet. About, like, my love for music and, like, the love can be found in different places. Like, not just, like, people, but music.
Mm-hmm. So what do you remember as the music that kind of, you know, when you first started? Do you started doing music at 8? Is that what you were telling me earlier?
Yeah, I started playing guitar.
What do you remember the music that kind of inspired you at that time?
Well, songs. I like the Beatles.
That's a good start. That's your parents did a good job giving you a foundation. Did your parents play around the house, and was that inspiring?
Yeah, my dad also plays mm-hmm. the guitar, and he kind of taught me a little bit, but I'm mostly self-taught.
Oh, you did? Okay. And so yeah. What kind of stuff? Were you just playing your own stuff, or did you try to learn songs when you first started?
No, I just kind of made stuff up.
Oh, okay. Fun. How about the rest of you? And I see that there are multi-instruments on this album. Some of you also play ukulele. Eli, it looks like you also play keyboards. Is that right?
Yeah.
And so you all did all of those things on the album?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And so when you play live, do you switch it up at all, or...?
Yeah.
Yeah, we switch.
Eli goes to the piano. Amory plays the ukulele. Sometimes. I also play the ukulele. But
and
Audrey
stay
here
on
stays on the bass.
Okay. The bass is like the steady foundations. So that's a good thing to have. So that's kind of fun though. So when you do a show you have, you know, kind of a variety of things going on.
Yep.
It's nice to be multi-talented. tell me about shows that you've done. It looks like you've played the Carleton County Fair. Any other shows?
Yeah, we've played the Carleton County Fair, obviously.
And how was that? Was that fun?
Yeah, it was really fun. There was a little girl that danced the whole time, and that was awesome.
So. Nice.
And we did the talent show there, too, and we got second place.
In the teen division.
Nice. Was there a prize?
Yeah. First place, they got to play at the state fair.
Ooh.
We got second place, and we got a ton of gift cards to stuff, so.
Nice. Can you enter again this year?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've played at the Gilbertsons Brothers CD release party. We opened for them. Like the Holy Hootenanny. Holy Hootenanners, like the Holy. I cannot speak. The Hootenanny.
It is hard to say.
Hootier's Eve.
Hootier's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just like a New Year's Eve party we do.
Fun. So you play out and about once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to that show on a Saturday at Beener Central in Duluth. And let's hear one more tune. Let's see. I'm going to make sure I didn't have one more thing to ask you. I think that was it. What do you want to wrap up with here?
It's called Glass
Doll.
This is one of the newer ones. It's not on our CD, but this is one of our newest songs, so...
You said you care for me. Said you'd be there for me. But there you are, standing on the sidelines. Said you'd be happy. You wouldn't be sad. But every time you hug me, it's like you are glad. I'm a glass doll, you can see right through me. So set your bars higher for the next time. I'm so fragile when you drop me. I'll break just like my heart. I'll try as what you always say.
Those are the Langertsons live from Studio A, and a new tune that's not even on the album. And I had to smile when you said that because they're almost no exception. Every band that comes in here with a brand new album says, oh, we're working on new material. So I think it's great that you guys are no exception. So do you think that you might do another collection anytime soon, or do you just happen to have some new material that's fun to play?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You think you will record again soon?
Yes.
We definitely want to.
We have a lot of new ones
already.
We have like 5 new songs.
Josie even wrote one on the way back from the recording studio.
I wrote one on the way back from the recording studio.
Was it about making an album?
No.
Was it about playing with a puppy?
Sadly, no.
Okay. Well, I'm giving you some theme ideas here, Josie. You know, I'm just trying to help out. Well, that's wonderful, because I think for some people, sometimes songwriting can be a struggle, but that sounds like it's not a problem for you. Comes pretty easily.
Yeah.
Do you spend a lot of time, kind of making a song the way that you want it to, or does that come pretty easily too?
Well, I kind of like go with the flow. Mm-hmm. I have some ideas for words, and then I grab one of my instruments, my guitar or my ukulele, either one. I just pick one. And then I make the chord progressions for it, and then I spend hours in my room. Not hours, but...
Or even minutes.
Or even minutes in my room trying to figure out the lyrics, the rest of the lyrics for the song. I do that a lot.
And then when you bring it to the band, does it change at all, you know, based on what the band
American
brings to the table?
Yeah, American Hippie changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
The first time I played it without the... ending, like the
awesome part,
the awesome loud part. But then I showed them what it was like before, and they're like, yeah, we should do that. And then Eli came up with awesome fills and stuff, and yeah, so it made the song longer and it sounds better. So
great. Well, that's nice that you have a good collaborative effort going on there. Well, thank you so much. This has really been a pleasure, and I'm sure I'll see you back here in the studio again, you know, in the years to come. I hope so anyway. So again, these are the Langertsons. They have a release show for their brand new CD, American Hippie, on Saturday, December 16th at Beaner Central in Duluth, along with the Holy Hootenanners, and that show starts at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.